Good morning, everybody.
大家早。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10.
让我们把圣经打开到以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
I'll read first. Sure. Let me first read in English. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts like the rest. We were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ, and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages He might show His incomparable riches of His grace, expressed in His kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
以弗所书刚才念了，我中文那边我不再念，因为有时间的关系哈，请大家我们等下就会跟着那个圣经来讲解，所以我不再念一遍，谢谢。
Let us pray together.
让我们低头祷告。
Father God, you are wonderful in your love towards us.
天父啊，你的爱其实太奇异了，太奇妙了。
We give you praise and thanks, O Lord, in song and in words of thanks.
我们用诗歌，用我们的感谢来赞美你。
We want to obey you this morning, obey your word to cast our cares upon you.
主啊，我们今天早上要遵守你的话语，我们把我们的重担要放在你的肩上。
Father, we pray that you would be filling our hearts even now with your spirit.
天父啊，求主用你的灵来充满我们每一个人的心。
We desperately depend on the Spirit of your Son Jesus to give us wisdom and life this morning.
我们很需要主耶稣的恩典和爱充满我们。
So help us now, we pray, to humbly listen and to obey your Spirit's voice through the Word of Christ.
求主让我们有聆听的心，让我们有主的灵在我们的心里面，我们可以听主的话。
All this we pray in the strong name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们这样子祷告，完全是奉靠主耶稣的名。阿门。
Amen. Amen. This guy is walking down the street when he accidentally falls into a hole.
有一个家伙，他在路上面走的时间，不觉的时间就丢到一个大洞里面去了。
And the walls in this hole are so steep that he cannot get out.
在那个洞的两旁边的那个墙太陡了，他就走不出来了。
A doctor passes by, and the guy in the hole shouts up, "Hey, doctor, I've fallen in this hole. Get me out!"
那个有一个医生经过的时间，那个家伙就大声在喊：“医生啊，医生啊，来救我吧！”
The doctor looks at him and sees that he only has a scrape.
那个医生看看他没有很大的伤，他就只是有点皮肤的微伤。
And so the doctor, he takes out his prescription pad, and writes him a prescription and throws it down a hole. and walks away.
那个医生没有觉得怎么样，就把一个医药的单写了以后，就丢到那个洞里面，就给他了，然后就走了。
And then a priest walks by, and the guy shouts up, "Father, I'm down in this hole. Can you get me out?"
没多久的时间，有一个神父走过了，那个家伙又大声在喊了，他说：“神父啊，神父啊，求你拯救我。”
And the priest writes out a prayer.And throws it down the hole and walks away.
那个神父把他的祷告写在一个纸头上面，就把那个纸头就丢到那个洞里面给那个家伙。
And then a friend walks by.
然后有一个他的朋友就走过来了。
And the guy in the hole shouts up, "Hey Joe, it's me. I've fallen into this hole. Can you help me get out?"
那个家伙就大声喊了，他说：“嘿，就是你的朋友啊，我丢在洞里面去了，你可不可以来帮我忙？”
And the friend Joe, he jumps into the hole.
他的朋友 Joe 就不没有想到什么，就马上跳到那个洞里面去了。
And the guy in the hole says to his friend, "What are you doing, Joe? Now we're both down here in the hole."
那个家伙就跟那个他的朋友说，你搞什么的？现在我们两个人都丢在那个洞里面去了。
And the friend says,
他的朋友就说了，
Yes,
是的。
But I've been down here before, and I know the way out.
但是我以前也曾经丢到这个洞里面去，我知道怎么样出去。
So in this story, I've come to realize that this is in fact the way many people think of their old life before Jesus.
从这个故事里面，我们可以看到，我们的生命以前的生命就是像他一样。
Many of us think that we have only accidentally fallen into a hole in life.
很多人我们感觉到我们是没有在意的时间就丢在那个洞里面去了。
Either because of our own mistakes.Or someone else's mistakes.
或许是因为我们自己的犯错，或者是别人的犯错。
Mistakes as if they happen just by accident, as if we had no choice in doing so.
犯错有的时候我们感觉的是我们没有选择的，是不在意的时间就犯了。
And all we need, sometimes we think, is a friend who has been down that path.
有时候我们感觉到我们只需要一个朋友。好像丢在那个洞里面的这样子的，来跟我们在一起。
A friend to help us get out, maybe even a friend like Jesus.
或者我们需要一个朋友来帮助我们怎么样找出口，或者我们是需要一个像耶稣的这样子的一个朋友。
But in Ephesians chapter 2, Paul is painting for us a much darker picture than a life of.Accidental mistakes.
但是在以弗所书第二章的时间，使徒保罗帮我们描写了一幅图画，是更黑暗的图画。
We haven't just accidentally fallen into a hole in life.
我们不是不知不觉的没有在意时间就丢到那个洞里面去了。
We ourselves knowingly, willfully, consciously walked and jumped into that hole.
我们有时候是明明知道的，我们是故意的，有时候我们不知不觉的就没有想到，就有时候也是想到了，就慢慢的走到那个洞里面就丢进去了。
We didn't just fall and scrape our elbows or broken a finger.
我们不只是就丢到那个洞里面，就是有点轻微的皮肤伤。
We have walked down that road.Knowing that hole would be there, and we would die if we jumped.
其实有时候我们也知道那个洞在那里，我们就慢慢就走到那个洞丢进去了。
That is our condition without God. That is our fate if God doesn't intervene.
这是我们的光景，就是我们没有神的光景。
This was our destiny.
这个是我们的生命，没有神的生命。
If God does not have mercy on us.And be gracious to us, and turn His face towards us.
如果神没有他的怜悯，他的慈爱，把他的脸向我们光照的时间
，He saves us.
他拯救我们，
down into that hole.
他把他的手放进的洞里面，把我们拉出来。
Raising us to life.
帮我们从死里，从死里把生命扶回来。
In the context here of Ephesians, in chapter 1, we see how God blesses us so that we could be a blessing to God.
在以弗所书第一章的里面跟我们显示了神怎么样继续的赐福给我们。
Chapter 1, verse 5, it talks about the Father has graciously chosen us to be adopted to be His sons.
第一章第五节里面说天父他亲自拣选了我们。
The Father already had a son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
天父已经有一个儿子，就是耶稣基督。
And yet by His grace, He chooses to adopt us to be His sons.
就是因为他的恩典，他就领养我们，让帮我们，把我们当着他自己的亲儿子、亲女儿。
He didn't have to. He already had a son.
他不需要这样子做，他已经有一个儿子了吗？
Christ already received the greatest inheritance from the Father.
基督已经有了很丰盛的遗产，从天父那里来的。
Right, a kingdom of believers, of people.
就是我们信徒。
This Jewish people, and yet God also calls us Gentiles to be adopted, to be His children, His family.
除了犹太人以外，神也看到我们外邦人也让我们变成他的亲儿女、亲女儿。
And then by His Spirit, Christ marks us to be His own family.
接着他的灵，让我们有一个印记，我们是属于他的人。
And in the latter half of chapter 1, God shows us His power by raising Christ from the dead.
在第一章末后的时间就讲到神怎么样显示他的大能。
He puts all the cosmic powers under His feet.
他把宇宙中所有的权柄都放在基督耶稣的脚下。
And Jesus now reigns over all things and He's given to us as the head of the church.
耶稣因此就是万军之王，万军之君，是我们教会众教会信徒的信徒之首。
Jesus Himself said that I will build my church and the gates of hell cannot overcome it.
耶稣说他自己会建立他的教会。
Christ is the head of the church. Christ builds His church.
主耶稣是我们众教会的头，他建立起来的。
No pastor is the head of this church.
没有一个牧师是教会的头。
But Christ is the head of this church.
基督耶稣是教会的头。
We do not build this church on our own ideas or motives, but by the ideas and heart of Christ.
我们不是用我们自己的理想，我们自己的人的看法去建立这个教会，而且我们是用主耶稣的道理去建立这个教会。
And so now in this famous passage, we see this picture of how undeserving sinners become trophies of God's amazing grace.
那现在我们可以看到以弗所书第二章那边就讲到我们是无价的罪人，怎么样成为神奇异恩典的建立品、战利品。
Ephesians chapter 2, first half here, it speaks of salvation through faith and all by grace.
这边就讲到我们的救恩是完全是透过神的恩典。
And this salvation, when God saves us, it's as if He won us as a trophy.
这个恩典就好像基督天父把我们当作一个他胜利以后得了一个奖品。
A trophy is something you win, the prize, the reward for having done all that you can do to be the best at something.
战利品好像一个奖品一样，就是你去竞争时候你得了最好的奖品。
Kind of like the San Francisco Giants, right?
好像那个三环四的那个啊巨人队。
You win all the games, and so you get this massive trophy.
你把所有的啊的那个啊比赛都赢了，你变成是第一，你就拿到一个很大很大的那个奖品。
And this, brothers and sisters, is what God has done. It's a story about what God accomplished.
弟兄姐妹，这个就是像神在我们身上所做的。
It is the divine accomplishment of God to save our souls.
是神他自己的啊作为。
And to show the world his immense love for his people.
他要彰显他的爱，他对众人这对世界人的爱。
So I want us this morning to look at verses 1 through 10.
今天早上我想把将啊我们的啊思路放在第二章第一节到第十节。
And I want us to be amazed at two things.
我要我们啊有两方面觉得很奇异的。
First, I want us to be amazed at our desperate condition. We were spiritually dead.
第一，我们要看到我们自己是灵里面是死的。
Verse 1 and 2 says, we were dead in our transgressions and sins in which we used to live when we followed the ways of this world.
第一节说，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就现今在叛逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
Paul makes it clear that everybody in this world is in a hopeless condition without God, spiritually dead.
保罗跟我们让我们看到世上每一个人都是灵里面都是死的。
You are spiritually dead because of sin, and you will remain spiritually dead until somebody resurrects you.
我们灵里面是死的，因为是我们的罪恶的原因，一直到有人来拯救我们。
Paul is not saying that we are physically dead.
保罗不是说我们肉体上面的死。
Verse 3 makes it clear, all of us also lived among them. These ways of the world.
第三节讲得很清楚，我们从前也都在他们中间。
We were living, and it says that we were gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts.
我们放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
So you are very much physically alive, but you are following the passionate desires and inclinations of your sinful nature.
但是虽然我们的肉体上面是活的，但是我们的灵里面是死的，因为我们是放纵我们肉体的私欲，随着我们肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
And so you are alive physically, but your spiritual walk is dead.
虽然你是肉体上面是活着，但是你灵方面是死的。
That means that you are completely unable to do anything holy or good in God's eyes.
你这样的情况，你下面你不能做任何一件事情是圣洁的。
Your lifestyle followed the standards of this world.
因为你的生活方式是跟从的这个世界。
You live like the devil was your father.
你生活中好对撒旦魔鬼是尊为父。
And you only did what you naturally wanted to do.
你做的一切都是顺着你自己喜爱的。
So you were dead because of what you did.
您里面是死，因为你是跟从你自己所愿你自己放纵的肉体。
Yet Paul also says that who you are is also characterized by spiritual deadness.
保罗也说，你是哪一种人，也是从你的灵里面可以看到。
The end of verse 2 says that you were one of those who were disobedient, those sons of disobedience.
第二节下边的那句就说， 就是现在在叛逆之子心中运行的灵。
Before God saved you, you not only did not trust God, you actively defiled God.
神还没有拯救你之前，你没有去跟随神，没有依靠神，你没有去相信神，但是你积极的去藐视神。
You refused to believe, and so disobedience is rooted in unbelief.
你拒绝神，因为你的根基是建在你不信的上面。
Driving to church this morning, did you obey the speed limit?
在今天早上你开车到教会的时间，你没有遵守到那个开车的速度。
If you believe that the speed limit would keep you safe, you would obey it.
如果你觉得那个法律，那个速度的法律是保护你的话，你就会去遵守它了。
What you do,
你做的
，what you believe.
你所做的就是代表你相信的。
And what you do,
你所做的
，what you believe.
你相信的
，shows the world who you are.
显示给世界看到你是怎么样的一个人。
The end of verse 3 says that you, like the rest of mankind, were by nature deserving of wrath, objects of wrath, children of wrath.
第三节在后面那句说，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
In other words, because of this sinful nature we got from Adam and Eve,
因为我们的罪恶性是从亚当那边遗传过来的。
From Adam and Eve,We inherited this sin, and so we are subject to condemnation and punishment.
因为我们从亚当那边遗传到我们的那个罪恶的性，罪恶的性格，所以我们是值得受审判。
And so that without God, Christians and non-believers, before we trust in Christ, we were like this, children of wrath.
不管是基督徒还是不信的基督徒，我们还没有依靠相信神的接受神的时间，我们都是叛逆之子。
But some of you probably think that you are pretty good people.
有一些人觉得哎，我还不错啊。
But have you ever held a crying baby?
你有没有尝试过抱着一个整天在哭的小婴孩呢？
I have a lot of friends from seminary who have many children, and sometimes they just don't want to eat food.
我在神学院里面，我很多有一些朋友，他们都是有一些很小的小孩子，他们不愿意吃东西。
It's dinner time, and they cry. They don't want to eat.
在晚饭的时间，他们哭了，他们不要吃。
Even at 4 months old, they can cry and shield themselves from mommy feeding them.
四个月大的小婴孩也可以哭啊，大声哭，拒绝他妈妈喂他。
When I was 8 or 9, my parents would take me grocery shopping.
当我在8岁、9岁的时间，我父母会带我去买菜。
And at the mall, there was this toy store that I always went into on the way to the grocery store.
在进去在进去那个商场里面的我经常会看到一些店，那玩具店或者那个礼品店。
And I always saw these marbles that I really wanted.
我经常会看到一些很大又漂亮的那个弹珠。
We had that Chinese marble game at home.
我在家也有一个弹珠的那个。
But I wanted the bigger marbles, more colorful, multicolored marbles.
但是我想要那些更漂亮的、更多彩的、更大的弹珠。
Every time I asked my parents at the store for the marbles, they would say no, no.
我每一次问我父母亲，我可不可以买一些呢？那个弹珠，我父母亲总是说不可以。
But we kept on passing that store, and I kept on getting tempted.
我们整天就是每一次去那边就是会经过那个店，我每一次去的时间我就受了引诱。
I wanted those marbles so badly.
我太想要那些弹珠了。
One day when my parents were away in the grocery store, I grabbed those marbles off the shelf.
有一天我父母亲在买菜的时间，我一个人在那边就把那一袋的弹珠就放在我的口袋里面去了。
Without the store owner watching, without my parents watching,
那个店
I brought them home to play with.
那个店员没有看到，我父母亲也没有看到，我就把那些弹珠带回家了。
But at home, when I play with my marbles, I always made sure my parents weren't there. My sister, 3 years younger than me, she wasn't there to watch me.
我在家里面玩那个弹珠的时间，我一定是很小心，我让我的父母亲没有看到，我的小妹妹比我三岁小的妹妹也没有看到。
I didn't want to share my marbles, and I just didn't want anybody else to know I was playing with these new stolen marbles.
我不愿意去跟我的妹妹分享那些弹珠，我也不让任何人知道我是偷了那些弹珠。
I had fun for a few days, but after a week, I felt this burden.
我一直在一个礼拜里面，我就很开心在玩那些弹珠，但是到了一个礼拜以后，我感觉到很大的重担。
A guilt I could not get rid of.
有那个亏欠感。
The only way I knew at 8 years old to get rid of that guilt was to throw it out to the backyard.
我在八岁那时间，我不知道怎么样去处理我的那个内疚感，我就把那个弹珠就丢在那个院子后面去了。
I did that at night when no one was watching, when everybody was asleep.
当晚上没有人看到我的时间，每个人在睡觉的时间，黑暗里面。
But the next morning when I wake up, the marbles are still there.
但是我第二天早上起来时间，那个弹珠仍然在我的身边。
The guilt was still present.
那个内疚感一直没有离开我。
That's an example of me as a non-believer before I was a Christian. A child of wrath.
这个是我还没有信主之前，我是叛逆之子的例子。
We are me-centered, selfish, and all we can think about is what I want.
我整天就是说自我中心，很自私自利的，整天就想到我想要什么，我想喜欢什么。
And so when we are in this desperate condition, we have a closer relationship with God's wrath than his person.
当我们在这样子的情况之下，我们跟神的关系是没有那么好，但是我们跟那个惩罚那个叛逆的那个路上面的关系更好。
You don't have to commit a big sin like stealing or murder.
你不需要犯很大的罪。
All you have to do is live in the desires of your flesh.
你只需要住在你的私欲里面。
Have you ever said the wrong thing to your husband or wife?
你有没有曾经说了一些不应该说的话向你的配偶？
I've said some wrong things yesterday to my
fiance. 我昨天跟我的未婚妻就说了一些不应该讲的话。
Have you ever told a lie?
你有没有曾经说谎呢？
Or you did something against your parents' wishes?
有没有做一些事情是没有不遵循你父母亲的意愿呢？
Have you ever failed to follow through on something you promised to do?
你有没有做到你答应别人做的事情呢？
Have you bent or broke the rules of your company or school?
你有没有犯在你的公司里面，在你的你工作里面的范围里面有没有犯过错呢？
If you have ever done such a thing, it shows that we were sons of disobedience.
如果你有做过任何那些事情的话，就代表你我都是叛逆之子。
We all were like this before God intervened.
我们都是这样子，我们神还没有进到我们的生命里面，我们都是这样子。
It is a universal truth and a personal fact.
这个是普遍的 的看法，而且是我们个人的情况。
Our condition was desperate. We were spiritually dead.
我们的情光景是很悲惨的，我们的灵是死的。
But let us be amazed at a second thing.
让我们再看第二个奇异的点。
I want us to be amazed at God's decisive provision.
我要让我们看到神对我们明确的供应。
From verses 4 to 6, we see that God, He gives us life.
在第四节里面，我们可以看到神给我们很丰盛的生命。
Verse 4, But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in sin. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ, and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus.
第四节那边说，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
When we would expect God to describe and explain His punishment,God gives us life.
当我们期待神用我们的罪、我们的叛逆、我们的应当的惩罚的时间，神就把他的恩典赐给我们。
God immediately acts.
神马上就动工。
In the midst of our disobedience, God moves and acts and saves.
在我们叛逆之中，神就马上动工，帮我们拯救出来。
We were dead spiritually, but God moved to save us.
我们灵是死的，但是神动工把我们拯救出来。
The text here, verse 4 says, God who is rich in mercy.
第四节说，神既有丰富的怜悯。
God doesn't just have $1 of mercy.
神没有只是一点点的怜悯。
He doesn't just give you $5 of mercy.
他也没有给你一些怜悯是值得五块钱的。
God is rich in His mercy towards us.
神的怜悯是很丰富的，尤其是对我们的怜悯是更丰富的。
He has compassion on us, not giving us what we deserve.
他怜悯我们，他就不让我们，他不给我们我自己想要的东西。
We deserved wrath, but He didn't give that to us.
我们是应该去受那个惩罚的，因为我们是叛逆之子。
He is patient and desiring all people to be saved, and so He has compassion.
他有忍耐，他有慈爱。
Because of His great love for us, He saves us.
因为他的大爱，他拯救了我们。
And He gives us what we don't deserve.
他也给我了我们不应该有的东西。
He gives us life.
他给我们生命。
And so the demonstration of God's love here is seen in three ways.
神的大爱还在这边是在从 三方面里面就显示出来了。
First, it says that He makes us alive together with Christ.
第一，他让我们一同 与基督活着。
To think of all of the energy in our bodies, Christ was crushed and all the energy drained out of Him.
因为我们的罪恶耶稣的精力就完全失漏出去了。
And yet God made Him alive physically on the third day.
但是神把他从死里复活第三天。
That same power that raised Christ from the dead gave Him life, gives us spiritual life.
这个复活耶稣基督的能力也是同样的能力，他把我们给我们赐给我们有真的生命。
not our old life, but a completely new life.
不是我们旧的生命，而且是我们的新的生命。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here.
哥林多前后书五章十七节说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Secondly, we see how God demonstrates His love to us when we see how He raised us up with Christ.
第二，他让我们与基督同复活。
In that similar way, Christ was raised physically and we were raised spiritually.
同样的看法，基督耶稣是在肉体上面从死里复活，我们是灵里面的，是从死里复活，跟着耶稣一起。
Paul here, he emphasizes that the power and ability to work out our salvation.
使徒保罗在这边是让我们看到这个是那个很大的能力。
Colossians 3, verses 1 and 2 says, Since then you have been raised with Christ, Jesus now gives us the power and ability to set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
好像哥罗西书第三章第一到第二节说，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
And so our spiritual resurrection is for this purpose of setting our minds on the things that are above.
我们灵里面的复活就需要我们的眼睛是盯在上面的事情，要思念上面的事情。
And thirdly,
第三点，
we see God's love to save us when we see how we are seated with Christ in the heavenly places.
第三，我们看到神对我们的大爱，因为他让我们与基督同坐在圣所。
Verse 6 there, it reminds me that I will be a king and a prince in that future heavenly kingdom.
第六节那边让我看到，我以后在将来我是一个皇子。
I share this with the English congregation. It's like in the Chronicles of Narnia.
我在英文堂也跟弟兄姐妹分享了，好像那套电影 Chronicles of Narnia 那边一样的。
If you would be trusting in Christ, you will be a king and a queen sitting on the throne with Christ.
And
right now, spiritually speaking, we have that status with Christ.
在灵里面，我们现在就有跟基督耶稣有同等的权柄的位置。
A status of righteousness, of being right with God.
人的地位。
Has God done this work in your life?
神有没有把这个工作在你的生命里面动工呢？
Because while we were enemies of God, rebels against God, alienated from God and hostile to God,
让我们在还没有信耶稣基督之前，我们对耶稣对的藐视，对他的拒绝。
While we were dead in our sins, God gave us new life, raised us with Christ, and seated us with Him.
当我们还是罪人的时间，他把我们拯救出来，把我们放在同耶稣同一个地位同坐。
Such a glorious truth to be joyful about.
一个是一个多么荣耀的事实。
Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were sinners, Christ died for us.
罗马书五章八节说，但神表明自己爱在 就在此，虽然我们人是罪人，基督为我们死。
And how is this made possible?
这样子是怎么样发生的呢？
The reason is verses 8 and 9.
我们看第八节跟第九节。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Grace is God's undeserved favor towards us, specially demonstrated in Jesus' death.
神给我们的恩是在耶稣的身上就显明出来了。
It is not a reward for the good things we have done. We can't take credit for it.
不是我们做得好，不是我们的奖品。
Salvation is a gift from God completely.
救恩是完全是神所赐的礼物。
And yet some of us, Christians even, still live by works.
但是我们有一些人，也有一些基督徒仍然是生活在行为里面。
Maybe you think that you are saved because of the acts of service you do in church.
很可能你觉得你得救，你的救恩是因为你服侍了，有在教会里面有侍奉。
Maybe you think you're saved because of the good grades you get.
也许你觉得你被拯救了，因为你在学校里面你的功课很好，你的成绩很好。
Or doing well at your job.
或者你在工作上面做得非常好。
But God says you cannot do that to earn your salvation.
但是神说，我们没有一个人可以用这样子的方法去赚我们的救恩。
But if you do those things out of thanksgiving for the grace of God,That is worship to God.
但是如果你们因为要感谢神，要因为神的荣耀，你去做那些事情，那个是当然的。
Grace-fueled good works is what we need to do.
恩典会成为好行为的动力。
And so our faith even is.A grace, a gift from God to trust in Him.
我们的信心也是从神那里来的礼物。
It's like sitting on that chair.
好像我们坐在一个椅子上面，好像你们现在在坐的。
If you believe that it will keep you up, you would sit on it.
如果你相信你坐在这个椅子上面，你不会掉下来，不会那椅子不会崩溃裂的话，你就会坐上去。
If you believe that Christ can save you.If you really believe that, you would sit on him.
如果你真正的相信主耶稣可以拯救你，可以把你扶着，你就会坐在主耶稣身上。
Because Jesus is the solid rock on which we stand.
因为主耶稣就是那块刚硬的石头。
All other ground is sinking sand.
其他的地都是沙沙泥泥的。
This, my friends,
朋友们,
is how we can become trophies of God's amazing grace.
就是这样子，我们就可以变成是神奇异恩典的战利品。
Let us remember the next time we fall into that hole about our desperate condition and God's decisive provision.
下次当我们掉在那个洞里面去时间，让我们会回想到神的恩典，神的。动工，神的工作。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for your word about grace.
天父啊，感谢你给我们的话语。
Let us be a people who live and serve you by grace.
让我们靠着恩，你的恩典，让我们去侍奉你。
We give thanks to you.
我们感谢你啊。奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen.
Amen.